We continue today with lesson number 38 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Shavuos. We are now in the ninth perek, and today we will study the fourth and fifth Mishnayos of the ninth perek. Perek Tishii, Mishneh Dalet, and Mishneh Hei. Now we've been learning about the Zman HaBiur, and we are continuing to follow the approach of the Ramban in the definition of what Biur involves, which, as I explained yesterday, is based upon nothing less than a Tosefta, a Braisa, in the seventh perek of Maseches Shavuos. And that is when one has a species, let's say, of figs in his home, and he has a bunch of Peros Shavuos in his house, and it reaches the Zman HaBiur, it reaches the point where figs are no longer available, as we learned, in that region in which he lives. Figs are no longer available for the Chayos Basode, for the animals out there in the fields. Animals, by the way, includes birds, etc. Then he has to do Biur, which means he has to remove the Peros from his house, declare them Hefker. Anyone can come and take them, including he himself can reclaim those perils. The question is, suppose there's no, in the open fields that have been declared Hefker, there is no more figs out there. So you would think that reaches Zman HaBiur. But in the enclosed fields, in those fields that have fences around them with big signs saying no trespassing, there still are figs. So the Mishnah tells us here in Mishnah Dalet, Ochlin ala mufkor, you can continue to eat your own food and not be concerned about the Zman HaBiur if there are still figs. Again, figs is my example in our case, out there in the Hefker lands, in the lands which have no fences around them, which are open to the public. Avalo ala shomur, not if someone in his private garden has a fenced-in garden with a fig tree with figs on it. That wouldn't count, and that would not count to postpone the Zman HaBiur. So says the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Rabbi Yossi matir af al hashamur. Rabbi Yossi says, even if there's figs available in an enclosed, protected, guarded garden, nevertheless, they would count to postpone the Zman HaBiur until there is none left even in the Shamur. The Mishnah continues, Ochlin al ha-tefichin. There are various pishotim in what tefichin means. One is, tefichin refers to a very hard sort of fruit or grain. So that, for example, if we keep to the example of figs, I don't know if the species of figs has these tefichin, has a hard fig, which really is difficult to eat. It's considered a very inferior fruit. But the Mishnah says that's sufficient if there are tefichin, if the species that you have in your house exists still on the trees out there in the wild, out there in the fields, in the form of tefichin, in the form of these inferior fruits, that's sufficient to postpone the Zman HaBiur. V'al ha-dufra. Dufra is the word duo peri, double fruit, meaning a fruit which appears twice in the course of a season. There's the same tree gives forth fruit in the spring and in the summer. So you can continue to eat until the summer fruit has expired, is no longer existing on the trees. Avolo al hasisvonios. Sisvonios are grapes which ripen fully in the autumn. So Shavuos is already ending, and here it is, these grapes stay on the tree and remain on the tree until autumn of Shminis. So the Zman Biur, you might think, can be postponed until then. No. Lo al hasisvonios. We don't continue to eat the anovim if there are these inferior autumn grapes which do not ripen fully until the autumn. Because these grapes are considered inferior, not ro'uyim la'achila, and therefore don't count as fruits available for the Chayos HaSodeh. However, Rabbi Yehuda Matir calls man she bikru atche lo yichle hakayit. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, we can count on those sisfonios and postpone this man habir even until the autumn, as long as the beginning of the ripening process of these grapes has begun in the summertime of Shvius, even though they won't fully ripen until the autumn. Nevertheless, you can continue to eat them and keep them in your home, not worry about this man habir until they fully ripen in the autumn. So that's Mishnah Dalet. Mishnah Hey deals with, okay, we know now that different species have different zmanim of biur. So, for example, if you have cucumbers and tomatoes and carrots, it could very well be that the cucumbers are no longer available out in the fields at an early date. And somewhat later, a few weeks later, is the time for the tomatoes, zman habir, they're no longer available on the vines. And a few weeks after that, there's no longer carrots out there in the field. Suppose you pickle together in one jar of vinegar or salt water or whatever, you pickle together three sorts of vegetables, in our example, cucumbers, tomatoes, and carrots. Hakove shlosha kivoshim b'chov izachas. A person pickled three vegetables together in one barrel, in one jar, let's say. So Rabbi Eliezer is the most strict. He says, as soon as the Zman HaBir reaches for the earliest of the three, in our example, the cucumbers are gone from the fields first before the tomatoes and the carrots. So, once the cucumbers have reached Zman HaBir, you can't eat anything in that pickle jar. Not the carrots or tomatoes either. That's the strict opinion. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Afalo Achron. Rabbi Yeshua comes along and says, no, you can wait until the last one has reached his zman habir, so you can eat the cucumbers even though their zman habir has passed, and the tomatoes even though their zman habir has passed, as long as his zman habir has not come for the carrots yet. You can continue to eat depending upon the carrots, relying upon the carrots. That's the most lenient opinion. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, what's the problem? He says, Kol shekol amino min hasoda yivar amino min achovis. When the time has come that the cucumber has reached its zman habir, remove the cucumbers from the pickle jar and remaining with the tomatoes and the carrots. The zman habir comes from the tomatoes. Remove the tomatoes from the pickle jar and remain only with the carrots until the carrots reach their zman habir, and then you've got to be mevaer the carrots. So that's a kind of an intermediate opinion for in terms of leniency or strictness. The halacha kedvaro, the halacha is like Rabban Gamliel. The Mishnah concludes, Rabbi Shimon Omer kol yorok echad labir. Rabbi Shimon says, we look at the whole genus, the whole class of vegetables, tomatoes and carrots and cucumbers and whatnot. And we look at them all as one class, one set, one group of yorokos, and as long as there is one yorok which is still available, l'chayos basoda, you can eat all the vegetables. Kol yorok echad labir. You don't look at this man for the carrots separately, this man for the tomatoes separately, but you rather wait until the last yorok has disappeared from the field, and then you have to be mevayer all the yorokos shebabayis. Mishnah continues with a little note about the vegetable or the herb called regila, which is also known, we've had it earlier, as chalaglugos, and it's often called in the languages of the various mefarshim portulak, and in English it is purslane, purslane. So this purslane, this regila, is available in the field in some section, in some cases, some samples of this species disappear off the tree or bush or whatever they grow on rather early in the season. But in one place, in the Bikas Beis Netofa, which is a very moist, swampy area with a lot of water, this regila lasts until quite long. So our Mishnah tells us here, Ochlim b'regila, you can continue to eat this regila, portulak, ache yichlu sigorios, until the Sigorios, which is a subspecies of Regila, is gone from Mibikas Beis Netofa, from this very moist place in the valley of Beis Netofa, where it lasts that much longer out there on the field. So we've completed Mishnah Hay, and in the process have concluded lesson number 38.